So we need you to state and then spell your name.
Okay, my name is Sandra Lee. Of course, I'm like everybody else, was named after General Lee. And Bradshaw is my maiden name, and Green is my last name. Sandra Bradshaw Green.
And is it Green with an E or no E?
No E.
Okay, so we want to make sure that we have the... Okay. Now, the document that I have here in front of me is a hunting license, and it's for Neil Bradshaw, and it's from 1925 and 26, and he was 16 years old.
Neil Bradshaw was my father. He died in 1978.
Wow. And it's signed by E.E. Sellers. So it's been quite some time. But
what is the date of the license?
It just says 1925-26. Yeah. It doesn't have a date that it was issued or anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My family, the Bradshaws, came from Tate City, and they were all hunters. They all liked to hunt.
And I'm going to scan the back of this because I find it interesting, because it tells you what the bag limit is on some game and what are protected and those kind of things.
Oh, yes, that
which
would
is
be good.
Very interesting context there. Yeah, and so I'm going to...
I'm sorry, what did you say about Tate City?
I said that's where the Bradshaws came from.
Oh, okay.
Originally, Rabun County, then in Tate City, and my grandfather's family was from Upper Hightower.
Any stories related to hunting that you would like to share?
Not really, other than no, there's not anything that I can think of that stands out, other than all of the my dad's life and my grandfather's life and whatever. They all loved to hunt. They weren't very successful at it, but they which was fine with me.
It's not like in my prefix again, so I'm going to go. I don't know why, because it's shorter than it was.
Did your father have like prize winning, I don't want to say keel, but did he like have one in particular that...
He did have some stuffed deer heads and a stuffed rattlesnake, come to think about it.
Hmm.
And when he passed, I didn't care to have those in my house, so I took them to the dump.
Okay.
It's still not happy. Just a minute. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you're fine.
This is I don't know why white likes some things and not others, so I'm just having to kind of figure that out. Okay, so the next thing you've got.
This is my grandfather and his twin brother and his other brothers, and then another person that I'm not familiar with.
And it does have some names on the back, so I will scan the back of this one as well. Okay, so this...
And what are their names? I know that she said they're on the back, but just so I can have it.
Do you need to
read
it?
Yes, Cuba Bradshaw, Tryon Bradshaw, Raleigh Bradshaw, Ernest Bradshaw, and Jim Hooper is the odd person out. Now, Ernest and Tryon are twins. And in their old age, they lived with with us when I was growing up.
Was the picture taken?
They were young men. I have no idea.
They do look young.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea where it was taken?
No.
Okay. Looks like it's in the woods somewhere there.
More than likely on Tate City or Hightower.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn it over and I'm going to take this picture of the back that has the names on it. So it'll be associated with it.
So, is there anything that else you could share? That like story wise related to any of these young men?
I know my grandfather Ernest and his twin brother Uncle Tryon, they lived with us and when they were old men, and I can just remember them when I was a teenager. They loved to sit on the porch of the house and swap flies and chew tobacco, and they never ran out of something to say to each other. And they were old, and they'd been together since both of their wives were deceased, but they never stopped talking to each other. It always was so interesting. But as a teenager, it wasn't that interesting to me.
I could imagine, yes.
But in retrospect, I think it's a wonderful thing for generations to live together. Mm-hmm. That's the way it was at one time.
Wow. A bunch of ladies this time.
Yes, that's my paternal grandmother, Sally Hooper. She's on the right. And Effie Hooper, and then Court Hooper and Jesse Sarles. Those were her half-sisters, half-siblings.
Okay. Back of that one as well, because you do have the names listed underneath or listed on the back. Make sure that we capture that as well. And somebody's got some neat handwriting.
I know, and it's not mine. I don't know who in the family did that, and it throws me that they're listed right to left as opposed to left to right, which
it's backwards.
Messes with your mind.
It does, yeah. It's backward.
This is Cuba Bradshaw, one of the brothers.
Okay.
One of my grandfather Ernest Bradshaw's brothers.
Any idea when it was taken? Or
no, but I know he has more relatives here in Towns County, so I'm sure that this is something that that there's a lot of Bradshaws that would probably recognize.
And there's an embossed mark on here that you won't be able to see on that scan that says it was done at Belt Studio, and it is in looks like Goatsville, Pennsylvania. But it's an embossed mark on this, and it's actually printed like a postcard to be able to send.
There were a lot of the ones of that era that printed their photographs,
to mail to people.
Yeah. Yes, they would be studio photographs, yes. And they would mail them
to
people.
That's interesting. Very interesting. But since you won't be able to see that in the scan, I wanted to make sure that I told it that.
The bigger one would be the better.
Oh, okay. Let's
or this, the original, whichever one would show up better.
Actually, I think maybe the original is going to scan better.
Okay.
This
good.
One's a little glossier.
Right.
And it's got a little more of a reflection. And who is this?
Okay, this is my grandfather, Ernest Bradshaw. He was the Hiawassee Town Constable in the 1930s. And that's him posing with his pistol.
Okay. And on the back of it, it has that he is the chief of police of Hiawassee?
Yeah, I don't know I think the correct term is constable, but yes, it has chief of police in Hiawassee, but I'm not sure that Hiawassee was even incorporated at that time.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and scan the back of this because it is written, it does have it written, and it also has the photography studio that was done from someone in Morganton, North Carolina. So, and it says it was taken in the 30s. It's got his name and all that stuff on it. So.
I have a lot of his paperwork, so to speak, from his time and when he was constable or whatever. I have boxes of stuff.
What can you tell us about this?
Okay, that is from when my grandfather Bradshaw was the town constable, and that was some of the legal correspondence that they had in carrying out his duties.
Okay, it's very interesting. Yeah. Written in 1934.
Yeah. Like I say, I have boxes of stuff like that.
Wow. And it's an arrest the body of Ed Hedden. Interesting. Is charged with disorderly conduct on the 11th day of looks like July 1934. So,
isn't that wonderful?
That's amazing, yeah. I love that.
And this is a business license from Towns County for Ed Hedden.
And it's from 1930, February of 1930, February 21st.
And that was part of my grandfather's paperwork from when he was the town constable.
I find it interesting. They're saving money here because it's 19 and it's got a 2 that's pre-printed and he's changed it to 30, so right. they still had some left over.
There's a lot of that in the papers that.
That's so cool.
Okay. Okay, this is state, county, and school tax for 1947, paid by Neil Bradshaw.
Wow, $19.73.
This is a pretty significant historical document. This is from Blue Ridge Electric Association. It's the original certificate of when we had electricity at our house.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's cool.
From 1940, it's August 26th, 1940. And it has an embossed seal from the Blue Ridge Mountain or Electric Membership Corporation, the EMC, which was, and it's to E.M. Bradshaw, and it's signed
by
Ralph.
That's my grandfather, yeah. Ernest Melton Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm. Certificate number 734.
Think about saving your, like, electric bills today. Yeah. Like, that's really cool.
This is either the curse or the blessing of living in the same place all of your life.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. You've never had to purge everything to move. Yeah.
Okay. This is kind of an interesting photograph that's more recent. That's my cousin Bob Clore and my cousin Carl Clore standing in front of a water wheel that Carl had built. And he built many water wheels, and that just happens to be one of them. That's at their house.
Man,
they're my cousins, my first cousins on my mother's side of the family.
Bob is an interesting guy.
Yeah. He's one of the few first cousins that are left. Okay. Are you ready? Bank of Hiwassee, 1961 float. That's me and Lynn Hooper, who's Lynn Kimsey now, and Jimmy Lou Barong at the time. I don't know what her married name is.
That is great. But it's a float in the Georgia Mountain Fair
Parade.
Georgia
Mountain Fair Parade.
Yeah.
And the connection, I remember that one of the reasons that I got to ride on it, because I bought my dress from Anderson's of Hiawassee.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Okay, this is more stuff of my mother's family. She was a Tatham. Well, I guess we can start with whichever of those can be the clearest. It's the same one. There was the youngest of her siblings, and this photo is of all of her siblings, starting with the oldest, Glenn Tatham, and then Bessie Tatham Clore, and Bertha Tatham Swanson. And then Carrie Birch, Carrie Tatham Birch, Esther Tatham Moore, and then my mother, Jessie Tatham Bradshaw. Now, Esther was the wife of a well-known pastor in Towns County, John Ferrymore, and she was his wife. My Aunt Bessie was the the wife of Wiley Clore, who was the father of Bob, Carl, Shirley, and George Clore in the Woods Grove community.
Do you know what year your mother was born?
Yes, 1909. And the Tatham family moved here when she was a baby. And this is her father, Thomas Nathaniel Tatham. He was a Civil War veteran, and he lived with them when she was very young. He's buried, as is she and most of her siblings, and mother and father are buried in Woods Grove Cemetery.
And you said when she moved, where did they move from?
They moved from, it's called Savannah Community over in, I think it's Buncombe County, or going toward Franklin, North Carolina.
Okay, that's Macon County.
Macon County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buncombe is Asheville.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any idea where this picture of this group was taken? It almost looks like the same fence is the reason I'm asking. Behind
never
them.
Thought of, never thought
when
about
you look
it.
At the fence.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I never. But I think you're right. Well, she was just, a few months old when they moved.
Okay.
She was the youngest of them, so.
So this picture probably is somewhere in Towns County then.
Yeah.
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 But that looks like the garden fence.
Yeah.
Looks like the same fence behind them.
Yeah. Okay, now I don't know the sequence. These, or even if you feel like these are should be included, these are the siblings at different stages.
Yes.
I was very close to my mother's family.
Now, this setting looks familiar to me.
If it's one with the flag and the lake, that's Bradshaw Road. That's
okay.
That's where I live.
Okay. And I'll take the back of this also. But,
okay.
If you want to, after I take the picture, after I scan the picture, you can read the name or post it.
Okay. Glenn Tatham, Bertha Swanson, Bessie Clore, Esther Moore, Carrie Birch, and Jesse Bradshaw. Jesse Bradshaw is my mother.
And when was the photo taken?
Okay, this photo was taken at Woods Grove Church probably in the 1980s.
And this one was... It doesn't have a date on the back or anything. But you
it's in the net and the uh, 1990s, I think.
And you said this was taken out on Bradshaw Road.
Right.
That's a great photo, though. I love that.
I always had, and
whose house is it, or what? Oh, it's your house?
Yes.
Okay.
I always had reunions in Mother's later years at the house.
Uh-huh.
In fact, she lived to be 100 and lacking just a month, 101. And for the last 10 years of her life, I had family reunions at the house. I have photographs of all of those because otherwise they wouldn't all get together.
Uh-huh.
And so I had family reunions. And when I started in, when she turned 90, and I started, it was just family. And then as close family. And then as family passed, and she, mother had so many friends in the area and was so well known, that I started inviting more and more people. I think we had 100 people at her 100th at her 100th birthday party.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, she, in her later years, she could not, she was legally blind, and I mean, she lived with me in the last, in her last couple of years of her life, but it made her more comfortable to be in her area, in some, a place that she was familiar with, as opposed to in a public event.
Yeah.
So that's why I did it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. My mother and my Aunt Bessie, they used to quilt at the fair for years.
Oh, yes.
The senior citizens, when they were quilting
I
there.
I remember them there.
Yeah. They quilted every year, and they belonged to the senior citizens. And this is, was just one of the years that they quilted. And it was really a great thing for the senior citizens, because they got, they sold the quilts. That was in the, I guess in the 1980s when quilting was so popular, and they quilted and they sold the quilts, and so the senior citizens would get to take bus trips. And so many of the women that went to the senior citizens every day, they were quilters. They were local women that were native from here, and they, so there was a big quilting, it was a big quilting competition for them, and they got, they would go to Pigeon Forge. I think one year they went to New Orleans after Mardi Gras, of course. But and they would take little bus trips with the money that they made at quilting at the fair.
That's great.
And well, my mother loved it, and my, so did my aunt, because they got to see everybody, and everybody got to ooh and ah over them, and they just had the best time.
Do you have any idea what year that was?
I would say 19, probably 84. Mid-80s.
They got a Dutch doll, and I think that's called a Dresden plate.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that other, but it's, they're beautiful quilts.
I have a lot of quilts that my mother
made. It used
made.
To fascinate me to watch them, how fast they could run that needle through all those layers. I mean, it was amazing. Had stronger hands than me.
Yeah. Okay, this is probably a very poor copy of out of the Tatham family Bible that some of the family owns. I don't know. This was a copy. And it, when there's a big family like the, my mother's family was, there's only one family Bible, so it's...
Then everybody else just gets the copy.
Everybody else gets the copy if they're lucky.
Yeah. But some of these are back into the 1800s. The first, the earliest date I see is 1848.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, this legal document called him a the town marshal, so as opposed to the
city.
Yeah. And I have done some research in county records and have never been able to find where he he was mentioned in as a town constable or whatever. But I know that it was during the mid-30s because he killed a guy in the line of duty. I can't think of the guy's name. He didn't die immediately, but historian Jason Edwards was able to find the record of when he died in the hospital. I think it was in Murphy. So,
wow.
The end.
Is there anything else?
Is there anything else you would like to share? What do you love about growing up here? Like, what stands out about?
Well, I like everybody else, and probably they still do. Young people, you had to leave home to make a living. But and most of the time you went to Atlanta, the closest big city. There were areas in Atlanta around Myrtle Street and Ponce de Leon and that area that were just enclaves of people from towns in Union County. And when Vaughn and I first got married, we lived down there on Myrtle Street. And like I say, it was like old home. You could see people that you knew, and if you needed a ride back to the mountains for a weekend, there's always somebody that you knew that you could ride with or whatever. But this is always home.
And what around what date was that you?
I got married in 1962. I was 17 years old. I graduated from high school in May and got married in August. Vaughn, my husband, was older than me. He was 21 or 22. I always, we were married for 17 years. And we remained friends until he died a few years ago. But I always tell people he raised me because at 17 years old, I still lived at home. It was not a mature 17 years old. It was just what you did. Not many girls out of high school at that time went to college. Mm-hmm. To be a success, you ultimately needed to get married, sadly enough, but you're still a child but like I say, I always felt like Vaughn raised me.